Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Do you have a shutdown coming up? If you're in charge of Rotograte, Riley's, or CE boilers that need to be repaired or inspected, call Seneca Steel Erectors at 1-800-853-8225. With over 20 years of experience, we get the job done, and we get it done quickly. Again, that number is 1-800-853-8225. Seneca Steel Erectors, your boiler repair specialist.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 1st of June, 2015. The title, Integrity First. This old world seems to be full of problems these days. Wars, rumors of wars, natural disasters, you name it. These affect all of us, not only in our personal lives, but at work as well. And with political correctness running rampant these days, traditional ways of calling on people to behave in a manner that is conducive to the common good of whatever organization or entity with which one is associated seem unavailable. There is one word, however, that can breach all languages, creeds, religions, loyalties, and so forth. That word is integrity. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary offers the following definitions of integrity. 1. Firm adherence to a code of especially moral or artistic values, incorruptibility. 2. An unimpaired condition, soundness. 3. The quality or state of being complete or undivided, completeness. I think I can say if I'm dealing with people of integrity, I don't have to worry about much else, as most other things will take care of themselves. Consider. 1. If a person of integrity does not know how to do a particular task, they will ask, not fake it. 2. If a person of integrity is confronted with an unethical or possibly illegal situation, they will bring it to a manager's attention, not participate. 3. If a person of integrity sees an unsafe act, they will report it. And on and on and on.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those 3 bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours. And, for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile. And just how much has your effort cost so far? Stud. Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB Whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
In other words, if you are looking for a foundation upon which to build your employment principles, integrity is the place to start. How many actions have you seen in your place of work, mill, supplier, or elsewhere, where if people had acted with integrity, all would be well? How many disciplinary issues have you seen which, again, if people had acted with integrity, would not have not been necessary? Employees, people in general, often take shortcuts, think they are being savvy or just plain being cute, when the adherence to the simple definition of integrity I listed above would have prevented the problem to begin with. Nothing wrong with being savvy as long as this is done within one's experience limits. There are times when shortcuts are fine, too, for the person experienced at the task at hand. Outside of work, more integrity would result in fewer problems, too. I have thought about it a lot, and integrity takes the day as far as one word that would best describe how I and the people I deal with should behave. So when you are dealing with people in difficult situations, start here. Ask yourself if you're dealing with people of integrity. If you are not, it is time to stop and address this issue. It is like I tell people when writing contracts. A good contract is important. Don't skimp on it. However, no contract is good enough to protect you from a person or company which has no integrity to start with. You can't write integrity into a contract. What do you think? You can take our weekly quiz online. For safety this week, refer to the second and third definitions of integrity mentioned above. All of your safety equipment should be of the highest integrity. Be safe, and we will talk next week.